I'm talking about two parts of Moshe Stewart. One is the Bnei Dino Yimei Shmono, and the other is the Yevoni Mikvi Tu alike. So let's start with, I did it the other way, but let's start with Yevoni Mikvi Tu alike. The bottom of page one. The Shemi Shmuel has a number of places where he talks about it. He has a very basic question, which is the following. Yevoni Mikvi Tu alike as I Mei Chashmani. There are more source sheets. You pass them around? There's loads. Okay, so ship them down. Rachel, ship them down that way. Okay, there's... Says the Shem Yishmuel like this. Yivon and Nikva Tzu Alay Azai Bimei Chashmani. When the Zemer writes, Yivon and Nikva Tzu, it means that they had a kibbutz. They had an achdus. They joined together. And says the Shem Yishmuel that is shem. That's difficult. It's hard to understand that. Because Ba'olam HaSitra Achra Heim Anofim Misfardim. The Rishoyim, right, the other side, Sitra Achra, are Anofim Misfardim. They are separate branches. In other words, the definition of Ra is that there's no Achus among them. Achus is something which is only Shayach by Taif. It's not Shayach by Ra. There's a pasuk, I think it's in Mishlei, that says, L'taybo Yivakish Nifra. By definition, when you're talking about taiva, there's piru, there's separation. They're not joined together into a unit. Almost by definition, when people are not l'shem shemayim, there isn't an ability for there to be achdus, because everyone has their own taiva that they want to fulfill. It might be sometimes the best way for me to fulfill the taiva that I want is by getting together with somebody else. For example, okay, if I have a taiva to win a basketball game, so the best thing for me to do might be to shoot every time I get my hands on the ball. But that might not be the best way for me to win, because the best way for me to win once in a while might be actually to pass to someone who's closer to the basket. Right? So therefore, when I pass, it's not because of achdus, it's because at this moment, seeming to be ba'achdus will allow me to get more taiva ultimately in the end. Okay? Therefore, by definition, taiva yivakesh nifra. Ask the Shem Yishmuel, if so, how can we say Yevonim Nikvatsu? Where do the Yevonim get the idea of Achdus in order to be able to overcome Klal Yisrael? So therefore, says the Shem Yishmuel the following idea. He says like this. He does bring it over here, but he reads it a little bit later. He mentions it without saying who it is. The Chet of Yisrael, Shloheit Avodosom Mislavus V'shtoiku Salev U'Visvat Asvus Kol HaKochos K'mosh Chosav Abach. The Bach, on the tour, in the beginning of the Chanukah, says, what was the Mekor HaChet that existed by Klal Yisrael that caused the Golos of Yavon? Answers the Bach, it was the fact that even though they were Oyved Hashem, there was no Islavos, there was no flame, there was no Shtokos, there was no desire. Uvitz'as was Kol HaKochos. When a person is doing something that they really, really want to do, so they're focused in on it, all of them is zeroed in on what they're doing. They're concentrating completely on doing it. If to the point that, right, even if their phone would vibrate on the table in front of them, they might not actually even notice it. Imagine such a mitzvah, right? Whereas if a person is doing something that's not that important and doesn't take all of their, it's not just that it doesn't take all of their energy. They're not completely focused on what they're doing and they're not totally shaku on what they're doing. So then, if their phone rings, they'll answer it, and if someone talks to them, etc., 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 etc. So therefore, there's a level of achdus, which is the achdus that exists within me. Achdus in me means I'm l'shem. For example, Hindi, when you say there are some places say Hindi miyachet, right? Bi'chud shlim with a complete yichud, meaning I'm not just being achdus of everyone around me. There's an internal achdus also. I'm focused on one thing. This is what I'm doing. I'm not doing anything else. That's the idea of achdus, right? Have you ever spoken to someone on the phone? When you're talking to them, you realize that they're also sitting and typing on the computer at the same time? Yeah. You can tell, right? Even if your phone doesn't have video built in, right? Because you know the person's not focused on what, right? There's an achdus of where a person is giving you. They say, about many of the Gdolim, people, one of the people who, Gdolim when people go to, when they go there, they realize the person is focused completely on them. There's nothing else. They're focused completely on them. So there's an achdus of all of my kaychas. So therefore, says the Bach, the chsar in Klal Yisrael was, there wasn't his asmus kol hakochos. We at the time over there, we were behind it, Hashem. We were doing what we were supposed to, we were learning, but it was always with, you know, in the mirror, with Nassim Tzvi, the Shiva, the mirror, is makbid k'teza gemura, that you can't have your cell phone in your pocket in the base medesh. Great, aside if someone's wife is in the ninth month or whatever. But otherwise, you can't have your cell phone in the base medesh. Because if your cell phone is in your pocket, by definition, that means that 5% of your brain is on your cell phone. That's what it is, right? 5% of your brain is on your cell phone. There's a person needs to be 100% where they are. So therefore, says the Shem Yishmol, there's another insight. The insight is wherever Klal Yisrael is not using a midah the way they're supposed to, then the Umos HaOlam can get that midah. They can then take that, and they can use it for themselves. So if we were lacking in this midah of its asmus kol hakochos, of joining all of our kochos together, so then the result is, lakul hei miyisrael koyach hakibutz v'asifa. They took it from them to us. As we already said, that he brings a raya from this from Megillat Esther. So therefore, Yivon and Nikvitzu Olai is because of our chisoron, we gave them the midah of achdus. V'zehu, skip to the second line on page 2. Upartu chaymais migdolai. They broke down the walls. Upartu chomos migdolai means, first of all, he says like this. Chomas is osios chosam. Chosa means a seal. Chu chomas v'chosa malev, v'nisphalik inyan knesses Yisrael. They broke down the wall of my migdol. Over here now he's saying this wall means the seal, meaning everything is joined together, everything is one unit. The wall serves to join everything together into one. And because the Yevonim, in other words, we weren't being Eved Hashem the way we were supposed to. They got the Kayach of Achdus, and then using the Kayach of Achdus, they were then able to break down even further the wall, the seal, which is meant to join everything in together into one. V'lo od, not only that, once they've broken it down, and the way in is open, then Timu Kol Hashmanim. Then they're able to go ahead, and they're able to be Metame Kol Hashmanim. Yes?
I don't
understand the Chosam thing. In other words, Chosam means a seal, okay? So says the Shem Yishmol, the one of the things that we learn in Hanukkah is that what kept the oil tar in the Beis HaMikdash? It was the seal of the Kohen Gadol. The oil isn't just the specific olive oil itself. It's, so to speak, the seal around Klal Yisrael that we are sealed in, right? Part of being where, something that's sealed means lahalach, right? When you're on an airplane, when you get the meal, how do you get it? Seal, right? Why? So no guy can touch it. That's the point of the chesed. And when we are, but if inside we are being misrashel, that gives them the kayak to be able to break that seal. Yeah.
So why is this guy in the yama any different special than any other guy having a nation against them?
So in other words, because the fact in the zemer, it's described as nikvitzu. In other words, nikvitzu isn't just a description of the tactics in battle, that they mass all their forces in one place. That's not what it's referring to over here. In other words, what the Shem Shmuel is being medayeh is that the Nikitsu is on a ruchnius level. So Enoch Nami, every nation that attacks us, they get together, they make an army, etc. There's unique attack on Klal Yisrael when they attack us using Achus. In other words, and he says, therefore, the Zemir is telling us that there's an attack over here, beruchnius ba'achus.
Their attack was,
obviously the attack of Yevonim was physical, but the battle was being fought on the spiritual realm. So therefore, their ability to be Baruchniyat Nikvitzu, meaning not just Begashmiyat Nikvitzu, but Baruchniyat Nikvitzu, comes from the fact that we were lax in our own personal achdus. Okay? But the Chiddush of the Shem Yishmuel is not just the achdus of Klal Yisrael, but the internal achdus that a person needs also. A person has to be Eved Hashem, there's an internal achdus. There's, I'm davening now, all I'm doing is davening. I've made an avodah over the past couple of months of upon occasion actually going to shul and not taking my cell phone in my pocket. I figure there's probably nothing that's pikuach nefesh, that if my cell phone isn't in my pocket during Shemon Esrei, I can probably survive. Right? It's sad to see, but it's true. You see in shul, people finish Shemon Esrei and they check their cell phones. Like, even if your Shemon Esrei takes 7 minutes, even if it takes 11 minutes, like, unless, I don't know, unless your wife is in her 9th month, she's in the middle of giving birth, and you ran out to go to a mincha, but like, you know, otherwise, like, you know, like, what's on your mind? Right? How do you daven Shemon Esrei when you're waiting to see if your cell phone's going to ring? In other words, that's the achdus that we were lacking. It's so true. In other words, there are all kinds of studies. It's very true. Email is the most disruptive thing that exists for work. Okay? If your email is on, every email that comes in, even if it only takes you 30 seconds to answer it, it means for the next 5 minutes you're not concentrating. So therefore, that's Yavon anticipating this, right? And we were lacking in that internally in some way, and they got it, and then they took it, and then they were able to break the chayma and the chosam of Klal Yisrael. Okay? Now, there's another one. Where's the source? Where's the shayush where this comes from? So it goes like this. If you've ever learned Sefer Ezra, so the Sefer Ezra is actually the Binyan Bayisheni. However, the beginning of Binyan Bayisheni, there's something missing. Okay? We built the Mishkan, we made a Chanukas HaMishkan. There was a Shivas Meim Lun, there was Yom HaShmini, the whole thing, there was the Nesiim brought the Korbanos, whole unbelievable thing that was done to begin the Mishkan. Beis HaMikdash, Bayis Rishon was built, Shlomo built Bayis Rishon, and what they do is they have a Chanukas Beis HaMikdash. Anyone know what they canceled by Chanukas Beis HaMikdash? They canceled Yom Kippur that year. Right? They had 7 days of Yontif, and they canceled Yom Kippur. Right? Bayis Sheni, there's no Chanukah. Time of Ezra, Nechemia, Zerubbabel, there's no Chanukah at Beis HaMikdash. They build a Beis HaMikdash, they start being Levin Hashem. When is the Chanukah at Bayis Sheni? It's only in the time of the Chashmonah. They were waiting for the Chashmonah to make Chanukah at Bayis Sheni. Why? So one of the reasons is the following. Okay? One of the reasons is the following. At the time of Bayis Sheni, actually Dafyami for these couple of days, Klal Yisrael was in a very terrible state. We had gone down to Bavel, and there was tremendous intermarriage and assimilation. To the point that Ezra, in the Beis HaMikdash, the first year on Rosh Hashanah, gives a drasha. And the theme of his drasha is that everyone has to take their Goyish wives and kick them out, and you have to be mechabed your Jewish wife. Seems they would have two wives. They have a Goyish wife and a Jewish wife. The Jewish wife would be for having children, and the Goyish wife would be for whatever. So therefore, he said to me, you got to get rid of the Goyish wife. Right? So Klal Yisrael started off by Yisheni with Noshim Nachuyas. If you look in the second piece on page, no, the piece on page two, the second paragraph, starting after the beginning, maybe we'll get back to the beginning of it. It says like this, Kfar Pi Rashnu, I'm sure it's all the correct. In other words, it says like this. A person who's married to a non-Jew, so by definition, they're not being Oyved Hashem. In other words, even though they came to Beit HaMikdash, in other words, it's almost come out like nowadays, you know, you have people coming to the Beit HaMikdash to celebrate Rosh Hashanah, to be the first year that the Beit HaMikdash is established. They came to Eretz Yisrael, and they brought their non-Jewish wives. So Ezra got up and said, you can't do it. You're breaking down the Beit HaMikdash. In other words, you're right, you're coming to be Oyved Hashem, but you can be Oyved Hashem, and standing next to you is a non-Jewish wife. So therefore, that's what was missing within Klal Yisrael at the time. So therefore, that's the idea of when Klal Yisrael was coming to the Beit HaMikdash, along with the non-Jewish wives. So the Bayis Sheni itself was built on a foundation of a Klal Yisrael that was broken open, that wasn't sealed and cut off from everybody else. And he says, if you, and he keeps on going down, where it's in the part that's again underlined, Yivon and Nikvutsuolai or parts of Chodos Migdalai, Haimim Shisigu Koach HaKibbutz, Umach Mazei Sigo Yodam Lifros Chomos Migdalai, Ki Choyma, the wall, Hima Achedet Es Yoshvei Yir. It joins together the people who live in the city. And that's why there's a concept in the Torah of a walled city. And therefore, Machmas continue, Machmas Chetan now, because of that Avera, which was taking away the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. So therefore, we took away our Achdus by joining with Noshim Nochriyos. Therefore, that Goyim Sinat Chinam, it Machlish L'Choyma, it weakens the wall of Yisrael. The Yevonim took this. And that's how they were able to break Choymas Yisrael. What? Because once, in other words, once Klal Yisrael is not ba'achdus, the next result is Sinat Chinam. In other words, what?
They
were ba'achdus because they had non-Jewish wives. And then,
they were not ba'achdus internally, they were not ba'achdus externally.
No, there's two parts. In other words, once we're not ba'achdus, you see, here the Shem Shmuel is adding another point. What seems to have come first was the fact that we married to non-Jewish wives. That contradiction, coming to Beit HaMikdash with a non-Jewish wife, it sounds almost trite, but it means that you're not being Eved Hashem correctly. So even though they got rid of the non-Jewish wives when Ezra told them to do it, but that foundation which the Beit HaMikdash stood on meant that the foundation of the Beit HaMikdash wasn't built in a closed circle of Klal Yisrael. Memela that left its marks on the Shayrish of Klal Yisrael, on the Neshama of Klal Yisrael, so within ourselves, we were lacking that Achdus. When Yavon came along, they were able to exploit that Achdus. That's what they were able to do.
The lack of Achdus.
The lack of Achdus. And they were able to exploit it and use the Achdus for themselves. Ach, however, kishigobru achashmurah b'nitzchum, nitzkayim yivonim yisparu kovale pole often, the Yavonim were disparing, the Yavonim lost the Achdus, which ultimately happens to all pole oven, all those who do evil. Yisrael lois achayim. We then get that power. The shovel is achi b'frat u'b'chlal b'rikshu tanesh. V'alkein ha-mitzvah she-tiknu b'chanaka ha-yu b'rat in-chiyos v'regesh ha-nefesh ne-ro et-halav o-dom v'loi se-uda. Therefore, the mitzvahs of Chanukah, says the Shem Yishmur, are davka things that are to be miragesh v'nefesh. When a person sings, right? So a person who's we're holding now and singing, right? Okay? Mm-hmm. We're having choir practice?
Yeah.
Okay? So you're holding and singing. So if someone's mind is on something else when they're singing, it's not going to come out the way it's supposed to. Right? Singing is something that a person who really sings, it comes from their whole neshama. It comes from every part of it. It comes from the bottom of your diaphragm, all the way up, all the way through every aspect of your kaychus, totally, completely, directed towards the singing. Halav o'idah are expressions of the completeness of a person's neshama. And therefore, that's what we're attacking on Chanukah, dafka kineged what we lost. And that's why there isn't the aspect of se'uda. You can eat while you're thinking about something else. No one ever, you don't have to like totally concentrate, you know, with all of your kaychas on your eating, you know. That isn't needed. Halavai da require that a person is totally concentrated on. That's what a person needs to be able to do. So therefore, what we add over here is the chayma is something which joins us together, and therefore the mitzvahs that we're mitaking afterwards are the mitzvahs which require a person's entire mahus, a person's entire neshama, in order to be able to be Eved Hashem. And that then lifts us up to a different level where we now get back the kibbutz that Yavon took, we now take it back to ourselves. That's what we're doing on Chanukah. There's more to do with Esav over here, but maybe we'll see if we get back to that. Okay. Now, the next piece of Shem Yishra, I left one thing out, which no one caught me on. Very upset. Okay. What's the main mitzvah of Chanukah? No.
That is
bad. How does that have to do with singing? Why do you need your entire neshama for a menorah?
The whole point.
No, no. Menorah is menorah. It's a mitzvah of menorah. Right? It's a mitzvah of menorah.
Because all the candles are turned
towards
the middle.
Really? All the candles turned towards the middle? And the big time mikdash it was.
Is there
a halakha
you have to give up everything, even the
children
in your back, in order to
buy
menorah? You have to give up even all your
living. Okay, that's good. Okay. That's not bad. Okay. However, yeah. Yes, concentrate by every
mitzvah. Right? No, you burn yourself.
They burn yourself. Aha, okay. Concentrate, you don't burn yourself. Okay, so let's say like this. Let's say like this. As the Shema, we'll explain according to the Shema Shmuel like this.
Oh,
so
much. But
okay, that's true also. But what's the...
What?
Isn't it all... Like, isn't it each candle is a vow?
Each candle is a vow? No, that's the eighth day. That's the first day. That's a different point. We'll see if we get to that. Okay, look, so everyone... Okay, so everyone else can write there. David, now see what the Shema Shmuel says. Okay. So, says like this. Shema Shmuel asks the question. How many different things use oil in the Beis HaMikdash? What? Menorah. All the menachos. Anything that's carbon mincha was kneaded together with oil. Right? There was, that was what? What? Lechem. Upon them, all the menachos, every carbon mincha had oil in it. So, ask the Shema Shmuel the following. Yesh is by name. Lama ya neish dafka b'nevos. V'lova shem v'menachos. V'yeter kotshim anecholim. Shin is kakum v'yos v'tayra dafka. Ask the Shema Shmuel the following. There's a mahalas that says like this. Can we bring makriv karbonos nowadays?
No.
Why not? No, on the Beis HaMikdash. Can we go up there and buy makriv karbonos?
No.
Why not? So, let's make a difference. You don't need a Beis HaMikdash. All we need is a mizbeach. Why is it not, sir? Why are you allowed to go up there?
Because
we're tummy. Okay. But I'm sure everyone here knows somewhere in the back of their mind that there's something called Pesach. There's something like carbon Pesach that if everyone is tummy, what's Allah? Huh? No, not Pesach shape. If everyone's tummy, then you do a betumah. And it's not only true about the carbon Pesach. It's true about all the carbonized people. Everyone after me, we're going up this afternoon to be mocking the carbon tunnel. Okay? So there are a couple of issues. Okay? One, there are a number of halachic issues, which is why we can't do it. But there are long tshuvas, five or six extremely lengthy tshuvas that were from Sefer about how we could be mocking carbonus as man is. It was not dealt with to the point that Rav Gusman Zichrono Livracha, anyone here from Rav Gusman? Right? So Rav Gusman Zichrono Livracha wouldn't stay in Yerushalayim Erev Pesach, so as not to be Chayiv Kares for not bringing the carbon Pesach. Okay? Because he held that Me'ikar Adin, we really are Mechuyiv to go up and bring the carbon Pesach.
Even though
so we have to deal with that. We have to push that away or something.
We
what? So we use whatever Kainim we have. Among Yemen, among Imanim, there are Kainim Yuchasim. Yes. Svarim are Jews too. Yes. Okay.
I know.
Okay. So therefore, the very major question on the phone. There's a major question on the whole Hanukkah story. What's the question? The question is
who needs
Shemen Tov. Let's just be mocking with Shabbat Dali.
But they weren't allowed.
What?
They didn't do
Karbanos,
did they?
They, yeah. But Baba was the Shemin was Tameh. So if all the Shemin is Tameh, you can use Shemin Tameh. Why were they such so worked up with that? There's a whole discussion about this. So he says, so the answer is basically that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give us a matana, that the Chanukah Beis HaMikdash should be Betar. But as the Shemi Shmuel, that big deal. In other words, if we wanted to have a nace, we could have done it with the Shemin of the Menachos. V'chol after craving mitzvah, in a chol mitzvah, v'nace and mitzvah chiyotim, Shemin of the Menachos, v'chol mitzvah. It would have been a bigger nace. Someone would have gotten up to be makar of a carbon mincha, which wasn't the carbon sibur, and instead they would have looked for oil and not found it, and Hashem would give them oil b'neis to be ma'akev for carbon mincha, which is something which we needed, as opposed to the oil of the menorah, which is only a matana, because the ikar adin, you can use some oil for the menorah. So why doubt for the menorah? So he says, which one? So he says like this. Pashas, you can say, since the Yevonim, their Indian was Chachma Chitzayim. Right? The Yevonim's Indian was Chachma. And Shemin always represents Chachma. So therefore, Yisrael, the Tzchus, that we were Boreach, we ran away from joining to their Chachma. And we were Meister Nefesh with the Torah and the Mitzvahs. As a result, we were Zoyche to Chachma Elokes. Because whatever person one runs away from, you get the opposite in Kedusha. And the idea of Chochma is found in the Menorah. So therefore the Neis was with the Neiros of the Menorah. Answer number one. In other words, the Shemin of the Menorah represents Chochma. The Shemin of the Nachos doesn't represent Chochma. It's something else. So therefore, because the Melchama was over Chochma, therefore we were Zeicha to the Shemin Dauk of the Menorah. That's one answer. However, he says there's another answer. And he says, like, the other answer goes like this. He says, the other answer is like this. It's a little bit lengthy. But he asks the question. He says, L'maisa is actually, I think it's tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken. Either today, tomorrow, I don't remember. I saw it in the calendar. Which is the anniversary of the day that Shimon HaTzadik met Alexander the Great. I think it's Chof Beit Kislev. It's wrote down in the Gilas Titus. Okay? It's on, there's a calendar that brings all these things down. So, Shimon, the Maisa of the Chashmonaim was immediately after Shimon HaTzadik. Now, Shimon, at the time of Shimon HaTzadik, there were all kinds of nisim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. The oil, the Shemin was dilated from one day to the next. All kinds of constant nisim happened. Shimon HaTzadik is nifter, and all those nisim disappear. Ask the Shem Yishmur like this. He says, L'maisa, what happened right after Shimon HaTzadik that all these nisim disappeared? Haray, if Shimon HaTzadik is nifter, and all of a sudden Klal Yisrael sees that all the nisim that took place in the Beis HaMikdash stop happening, that's why they slap in the face. Wake up! You're going down. You lost Shimon HaTzadik. You're losing everything. You need to recreate yourself and pick yourself back up. Explains the Shem Yishmur and the answers, the bottom of page 2, the top of page 3. He says, the reason is because of what we already said, the fact that Klal Yisrael had been married to Noshim Nachriyot. And even though the schus of Shimon HaTzadik was big enough that they were nisim, when Shimon HaTzadik left, Klal Yisrael, by the fact that they're married to the Noshim Nachriyot, not still, but it still left its mark in Klal Yisrael, it's lacking. Now says the Shem Yishmul another point. Bayis Rishon stood on the Avoida of Ruach HaKadosh. Bayis Rishon was Shechina. Bayis Rishon was, there were all the different nisim that took place in Bayis Rishon that you saw the Shechina directly there. Bayis Sheni, aside from the nisim, the time of Shimon HaTzadik, wasn't a place of nisim, of those kinds of nisim. Shechina was lacking. What was the Yisrael of Bayis Sheni? The Yisrael of Bayis Sheni was the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. That's the Yisrael of Bayis Sheni. That's why Bayis Rishon is destroyed because of Avodah Zarah, which is the opposite of Nevuah Ruach HaKadosh. And Bayis Sheni is destroyed because of what? Because Tzinat Kina. Each one shows you what the foundation was. V'hinei, the top of page 3. Bayis Sheni she'oimeh b'schut Knesset Yisrael, which is described as Oymani Choma, who could Choma Shelo Yavo Zarbo. There's a Choma, the wall, is that no one from the outside can come in. And as you go down a couple lines, the next part that's underlined, he goes, Dover Zorba Aguda, Mekalkel is Kola Aguda. Something that's in a group that doesn't belong, it ends up ruining the entire office of the group. Okay? When you have a group and there's someone that doesn't fit, so then that ruins the office of the whole group. Therefore, says the Shem Yishmur, because Bayis, what we're adding over here is like this, because Bayis Sheni is about the idea of achdus. That's the yisrei upon which it's meant to be. So therefore, there was an aspect of Vayishen that was built on the Noshim Nachriyos, and therefore the Chayma of Klal Yisrael had something else inside of it. That something else inside of it ruins the Achdus and allows the wall to be broken. And therefore the Yevamim are Nikvatsu Alai. That's where they go ahead. However, says the Shem Yishmuel, who is the one, where is the first place after Klal Yisrael becomes a Klal, that someone brings Noshim Nachriyos into Klal Yisrael? Sure, people. Who's working on Shimon and Levi? Zimri and Kozmi, right? The first time there's Noshim Nachriyos in Klal Yisrael, who's the one who does it? Zimri, right? Zimri and Kozmi. Who's the one who's misnaged? Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKayin. Who's the one who recreates the Achdus of Klal Yisrael when there's a Pegi of Noshim Nachriyos? It's the Kayinim, right? It's Kayinim. So therefore, who's the one in the time of the Yevonim who it has to be metake the chait of the Noshim Nachriyos? It's the Chashmonoi. It's Yehoshim ben Matis Yehoshim Kayin Gadol. They're the ones who need to do it. And if you go back, Aaron's midah is Oyev Shalom V'Reideh Shalom, right? Aaron is the one who joins Klal Yisrael into an Achdus. So the one who recreates the Chaim around Klal Yisrael is Dafka through the Kayinim. Yeah?
How do you define Noshim Nachriyos? Someone who wasn't part of the nation and became part of
it? No, Noshim Nachriyos, they married, they weren't Megayis, and they were Goyish women.
So did they have kids with them?
Yeah, there's a whole discussion. They had to kick them all out.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So therefore, the Kayanin, if you look at the part that's underlying further down, the Kayanin were the opposite of the Mafrida ben Azvekin. The Kayanin were the one who joined us together. His Gabra Yevonim v'nitzchum. Add the Shem Yishmuel, by the way, there's a famous Ramban in Yehuda, okay, where it says, Yosef Shem Yehudim v'chayim v'ein Ragla. Right, what happened to the Malchus of the Kayanin? Did it last or not?
No.
No, it was all destroyed. Says the Ramban, why? Because they took the Malchus away from Yehuda. However, says the Shem Yishmuel, what's the reason why originally they did have Malchus? He says, May I time a look who am at the Malucha? The reason why the Kayinim took the Malchus is for the following reason. Ki inyan ha-melech hu l'kameh tu l'acher etza'am. It's to join them all together. So therefore, says the Shem Yishmuel like this. Yevonu nikvetsu alai. Klal Yisrael l'maisa was repealed. Because by Yesheni is supposed to be built on the concept of Klal Yisrael, of one Klal. It's the Beis HaMikdash of the Chayim of Klal Yisrael. Anything Zahar inside ruins it. Because it's built on Noshim Nachriyos, there was something Zahar inside. And therefore we were lacking in the foundations of what made by Yesheni. Who's the one who takes these things that is Zahar and throws them out? It's through the Kayinim, who have the ability of creating Achdus, which they get from Aaron, and when they need to, they do it by throwing those things which are strange, throwing them out of Klal Yisrael. Therefore, they do that. But it's not enough to just throw them out, you have to now recreate the Achdus. The meat of recreating the Achdus is the meat of the Melech. Therefore, what they did was, they took on the Malchus in order to recreate the Achdus to overcome the Pirud that Yavon had created. That's the Yevon Mikvatsu Alai, and that's why the Kayanim are the ones who are Mataki. Ulafia Amur, according to what we say, the next small paragraph, Me'inya Nitzuach HaChashmonayim, Shalok was Tayach HaKibbutz. He says, Yuvan Mashanas L'Maneis V'Neis. Why is it Dalka through the Neiris? L'Hair is to teach us, Shenirtsa Inyonam Vis Achdusa. Because Chazal say, Ner L'Echod Ner L'Neil. There's a concept, right? Say it in two or three different ways. First of all, when you want to have a kumzitz, what do? Close the light and turn on candles, right? Because it gets everyone together. Second of all, what is the function of candles by Leil Shabbos? Shalom bayis, to join everyone together, right? Third of all, there's a concept in halacha. Ner le'echod, ner le'meil. A ner is the same for one person or 100 people. Meaning, one ner, okay, For example, if a guy, if a guy knows Shabbos, if a guy walks in and turns on the light for himself, you're allowed to have benefit from that light. Right? Because a light is the same. A light doesn't make a difference how many people there are. Whether it's the once and the Shem Shmuel is saying, that's a simon of the fact that a light is the same for echo, the same for male. Not just a measure of how much light it puts out. What it's saying is that a nair is something that everyone has benefit from in an equal way and joins everyone together. So therefore, the idea of answers the Shem Yishmuel, to go back to his original question, the reason why it's found in the Shemen of the Menorah and not in other Shemanim is because of this idea of the kibbutz of Yavam to undo it, and therefore we take the Shemen, we light the Menorah, which is the joining together of us through the Kayanim, because that's what creates the Achdus in Klal Yisrael, as symbolized by the, what's called, as symbolized by the idea of a Menorah that joins people together. Okay? One last point in this before we go back and speak about some, we talk about another part, is if you turn over to page 4, okay, on the back, there's like this. It's brought down to the Beis Svarim, the following idea.
Yes.
I'm sorry,
just, if we're talking about access between people, usually we have a student for an access, so...
So this is an access on a different level. That's exactly the point that he's saying. You see, it's an access, the access between people over here is an access that comes from an internal access within me. Meaning, I'm completely directed towards the Vaidus Hashem, so now I'm joined together. People who are directed towards the Vaidus Hashem are Aftus, they don't need a suit to be Ma'achid. They're Ma'achid by, they all have the same goal. And that's the difference between Chanukah and Purim. Okay? In many Svarim it's brought down, the word Nefesh is Rosh Hashanah for Ner Sila Shem. Okay? Ner in Lashon HaKadosh means the container. Shemen is, right, the oil, right, and then the tefila is, right, the wick that comes out. And nefesh represents joining together these three things into one. Says the Shem Yishmuel, the reason why we use a menorah for our lighting is this idea. Ner yichlolim shloishen yonim. The ner, which is the kli, the shemen and the tefila inside of it, and then the light, which is on top of it. All these three things are remnants for guf, nefesh, and seichel. And we join them all together into one. And we link this all to our Kodesh Baruch. Therefore, when we're lighting the Chanukah candles, what we're really saying is, I'm taking my kli, which is my guf. I'm taking my ruach, which is represented by the oil and the wick. And I'm taking my seichel, which is represented by the or. And I'm taking all of these and I'm lifting them up towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Meaning they're not separate from one another. Again, the same idea of the achdus of all of them together. They're all joined together towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu to overcome the Yavanim. So basically what we said is the following. The beginning of the standing, Yavanim Nikmatsu Alai, is their Kayach HaAchdus. We lost it because the fact that Bayi Sheni is supposed to be built on achdus. Because it was built originally by Noshim Nachriot, it brought about a diminishing of our Avodah and a lack of internal Achdus within us. We needed to get that back. The way we get it back is by throwing out the things which are foreign, getting rid of the Noshim Nachriot, which allows us to join all our countries together. Who is the ones who do that for us? That is the Kayanim, who come from Pinchas and come from Aaron. They then take the Malchus to make this Achdus together and join Klal Yisrael together into one idea. And the things we do on Chanukah, which is the idea of the Ner, which is either Ner Le'echod, Ner Le'mea, or the idea of the Ner, which is taking all these disparate things and joining them together into one. And we then are miyachin ourselves towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu, putting all our Kodeshes together into one. And as a result, we then get back the Achdus that we lost, and we reestablish the Beis HaMikdash based on that concept of Achdus. That's the Kitzur Nimrod, the different ideas we said from the Shem Yishmuel in Yavanim Nikmatsu Alai. Okay? Now, I just want to go back to page 1, and just spend a few minutes on the, what's called, on the other part. The end of it is, right, they mean it, you may shmaino, kabu shir or none. Right? So, the idea of an edino yimei shmona. So, I'll say one idea from the Sassanis. It goes like this. There's the most famous question of all about Chanukah. What's the most famous Chanukah question of all?
Why
there are 8 days? So, with all the answers that it says, the Sassanis says he has another approach. And he says, if you look at the Lashon Gemara, look in the Sassanis, the second paragraph, he says like this. He says, here it was toward the end of the line. He gave Lashon Hashas, V'nasa bo nes. U'motsu pach shemet. And the Lashon Gemara is they found the piece, the crucible, right? The vessel of oil. V'nasa bo nes. And a nes was done with that shemet. Ask the Sfasemus, what do you mean a nes was done with that? That was the one that a nes wasn't done with. The nes happened after that, right? Because that is lit b'derech haterach. So ask the Sfasemus. Answers Rasemus the following way. He says, if Chazal told us a nace was done with that oil, if you look like 5 lines down by the 3 dots, Vine Chazal ne'emonim be'edusom ki nasa bo nace. Nimsa comes out, ki Hashem en atmo shoyi bapach dolak b'nace. It burnt with a nace. In other words, says this Rasemus, the Gemara is telling us like this. They found the oil. They put the oil in, and they lit it. And then they looked at the light that came out of the oil of the menorah, and they said, wait a minute, this isn't regular light from an oil. This is light from an ace. What's the difference? I have no clue. Okay? You know why I have no clue? Because I'm not a b'nei zina. The mida of bina is loving dover mitoch dover. To understand something from something else behind. Okay? The difference between Yavan and Klal Yisrael is in the Midah of Bina. The Yavanim look at the world, and they say, here's a world. There's nothing else. What I see exists. There's a Lashon in the Ramban. Can I borrow your Chumash for a moment? There's a Lashon in the Ramban in Achrei Mois. If I can quickly put my fingers on it, if I can see it. Lashon in the Ramban in Achrei Mois.
Maybe it's because the oil wasn't burning.
The oil, the Sfasem is not going according to that Mahalach. Whatever, he's not going according to that. He's going according to the answer of the Sassanis. The Ramban says, over here at the beginning, if I can quickly see it, if not, I'll skip it. He says, he quotes, Hayavonio Orazeth, okay, that accursed Greek, he's referring to Aristotle, the Shesavar who thought, Shekoldover she'eno roeh, eino kai. Anything that he can't see doesn't exist. That's what he said. Okay, that's the approach here. The hikis died to lachsho hu b'tamid of a rishoy. He called inyon shlo hisik eino hu b'svaroso eino emes. If I don't understand it, it's not true. That's the opposite of bina. Okay, that's the opposite of bina. What happened when they put that oil into the menorah, says the Sfasemus, it says there was a nace in that oil. They looked at it, and they saw that there was a nace there. Why would they say to that? It says, because they're B'nai Dina. B'nai Dina means, when Yavon said to Klal Yisrael, what are you people talking about? If we don't understand it, it's not there. If I can't do an experiment, it doesn't exist. If I can't measure it, weigh it, photograph it, there's no such thing. So therefore, there's nothing behind anything. There's only what you can see. And Klal Yisrael said, no, there's something else. So therefore, they said, let's find about it. And we have the Muhammad with Yavon. The end result is that they got the leader of B'nai Bina. So as we really did, we understood, there's another Dava. There's something else behind everything that you see. What was the schar of this? The schar of this was exactly the opposite. Even the oil that Al Piderach Teva burns, right? That oil you pour it in, oil burns, right? We're all going to light oil next week. It's going to burn. But that oil, when it burned, they realized there was something else behind it. They were seeing the nace behind the oil that wasn't really there. In other words, it looked, you might have looked at it and said, oh, there's regular oil burning here, but the Bnei Bina understood that there's even this regular burning is also an eitz. Therefore, Bnei Bina, Yimei Shmona. They realized there aren't just 7 days of Nes, there was an 8th day of Nes also. And Klal Yisrael, who accepted what Chazal told them, because there were other Kayinim there. You could see the menorah burning in the Beis HaMikdash. And everyone said, oh look, great, we have oil, it's burning. And the Chazal said, no, no, even though it looks like it's burning, it's really a Nes. Klal Yisrael said, okay, if you tell us it's a Nes, we're Makabalim. We're zeichet to the term of the Nevino Yimei Shmona. We're zeichet to that level of Lumalim and Ateva that even what seems to be Beteva is also a Nes. And that's the Mahalach of Klal Yisrael. Even things that look like Teva, we know that there's a Ha'ar of a Nes from them. Yeah?
Did they mean just that oil or every single time something burns?
No, it's that time Kodesh Baruch Hu gave a special Ha'ar that we could see the Nes burning of that oil. No, you see, it's even beyond that. It was actually a Nes. It looked, there are different models, there are different approaches. Different approaches.
Same exactly.
No, this is not the story of Chanina Medosa. This is beyond, what? In other words, what it's saying is, it burnt, and the oil burnt up, and it looked like Teva. But the Bnei Zina saw that it was really a Nes. What?
What's the difference then?
What's the difference? So what's the difference? The difference is what you get from the light. The light of the Menorah is not just so that the Kohanim don't trip when they're walking around the Beis HaMikdash. The light of the Menorah is to send light out into the world. Obviously, light that comes from a Nes is much more impactful than regular light. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us a Matan. Normally, when we light the light of the menorah, so we send out the light of the mitzvah of the lachas menorah. That's great, that's kavali. Here we add to it, because Baruch Hu gave us the matar, that the light comes from a Nes. It looks like Teva. The Bnei Vina saw that in it. And that's why the Bnei Vina made Yimei Shmoyim. That's what they did, because they saw that also. Okay? It's not Chanin Medeva. It's not Mishama L'Chay Mishad or Mishem Mishiyah. Not that. It's a different point on a different level. In other words, it's a Madrega of making a Nes even when it looks like Teva. And that would take the Nes Vino to see, and that we would zeich it because we were willing to say there's more to the world than you want. Okay? Yeah. The oil burnt. But the oil that was coming was an ace.
Thank you.